I'm Tim McGuire. Earlier this afternoon, Robert Mueller had his final report on the Russia investigation delivered to the Justice Department. AP's Jennifer King with the latest.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into Russian election interference and the possibility of coordination with associates of President Donald Trump. The Justice Department says Mueller delivered his final report Friday to Attorney General William Barr. The report's still confidential, but Barr has said he will write his own report summarizing Mueller's findings. It's not clear how much of the report will become public or will be provided to Congress. The nearly two-year probe has shadowed Trump's presidency and resulted in felony charges against 34 people, including six who served on Trump's campaign. Jennifer King, Washington.
In a letter to the leaders of both the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, Barr writes that he will review the report and advise the committee leaders as early as this weekend about the principal conclusions in that report. He adds that he will meet, quote, with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Special Counsel Mueller to determine what other information from the report can be released to Congress and the public consistent with the law. In an interview recorded with Fox Business Network Mornings with Maria, Trump continued his attacks on the investigation.
For 2 years, we've gone through this nonsense because there's no collusion with Russia. You know that better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And there's no obstruction. They'll say, oh, well, wait, there was no collusion. That was a hoax. But he obstructed in fighting against the hoax. Okay.
Mueller's investigation has shadowed the presidency and resulted in felony charges against 34 people, including six who served on his campaign. Now that it's over, there is expected to be a number of big public fights over it, including the White House and Congress and, in all likelihood, the courts. Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer say it is imperative to make the full report public. This is AP Radio News. A 17-year-old boy is charged with making online threats against black and Hispanic students at the public high school in Charlottesville, Virginia. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The threats forced the shutdown of some schools in Charlottesville. Police Chief Rochelle Brackney says the threats were online and talked of ethnic cleansing.
The specific content of the threat contained vile, racially charged language, which targeted African-American and Hispanic students within the Charlottesville High School.
She says the suspect is not a student. Charlottesville was the site of a deadly white nationalist rally in 2017.
Hate is not welcomed in Charlottesville. Violence is not welcomed in Charlottesville. Intolerance is not welcomed in Charlottesville.
In response to a comment by President Trump after the 2017 rally, Brackney said this time in Charlottesville,
there are not very fine people on both sides of this issue.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Police would only say the teen lives outside the city and identifies himself as Portuguese. I'm Tim McGuire.